is Dr. Taylor Marshall. And it was a good time to bring him up. He's on the advisory board of Catholics for Trump. Here he is.
Thank you. Be salty, that's right. Do you believe in God? Do you believe that your rights come from God, not from men? Are you pro-life? Our president is the most pro-life president in the history of the United States of America, Donald John Trump. A great global leader, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, wrote a special note of encouragement that I would like to read to you today as a pastoral epistle to all of us gathered here to support America and our president, Donald J. Trump. Dear brothers and sisters, allow me to address this message to you, spiritually united with all of you in the legitimate request for truth and transparency in the face of the election fraud that is coming to light. Some would have us believe that the people have spoken out in favor of one candidate, and they were foolish enough to tell us this while the voting counting was still in progress. They were so sure of victory that they did not accept any dissenting voices, and even went so far as to censor the very words of the current president of the United States of America, Donald John Trump. It is true, the people have spoken, but not in favor of those who promote the killing of innocent lives in the womb, not in favor of those who impose deadly ideologies on our children, and not in favor of those who obey in an international elite who wish to establish a new world order. The people have spoken in favor of traditional values in defense of life, in defense of family, in defense of national sovereignty. Values that have made America great, in which form the basis of your country's freedom and peace and harmony and prosperity. Yes. As Christians and honest citizens of this great and beloved nation, which is proud to proclaim to be under God, we have a duty to trust that justice and truth will triumph also on this occasion, and they will triumph not only through the honesty and fairness of so many people, but also through our prayers. As lawyers and magistrates investigate the abuses and crimes committed, let us turn to the Lord, the Supreme Judge, the Supreme Justice, through the intercession of Our Lady Most Holy and through Jesus Christ our Lord. This, in heaven, is the Supreme Court. And may we pray that the will of God be fulfilled and truth may triumph over falsehood. And if you would, uncover your hat and bow your head and pray with me. Together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.